Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Wednesday the 13th of December.
Yes.
What is the news?
There is a ripper.
On the rip?
On the rip. It's had 5 so far. Don't let you be next. Ways to avoid it. Don't go to Ipswich and don't tout yourself on the street. In fact, don't go to Ipswich.
No, there's nothing much there.
Or neighbouring towns, don't be prosering neighbouring towns either, because he might start moving around. I mean, how many prostitutes are there in Ipswich anyway?
He must have got quite a few of them now, quite a high percentage.
Yeah, I mean, there can't be that many of them.
I don't know, I always imagine Ipswich is quite a bit small, but it probably isn't. It's probably quite a big town.
Yeah, but still. How many prosers do you think there are per 100 people? One?
Less than one? Less than one, I thought, because that'd be like one for every 50 men.
Have you ever done a proser?
No.
No, me neither. What I meant by that was, have you ever prostituted yourself?
Oh, I see. No.
No, me neither.
No.
No.
I mean, not for actual cash money. Morally, maybe.
Example?
Bottle of Bacardi. Actually, that wasn't me. It was a joke. It was someone else that I know, didn't I?
Did what?
Fuck someone for a bottle of Bacardi.
Really? You know someone that fucked somebody for a bottle of Bacardi? God.
I think so. I might have got that story confused.
I once kissed a boy for 25p. But it was only a...
That's alright.
I was held down.
Ooh. I once... kissed our teacher at school for children in need. I raised about 10 quid.
How
in front of the class. Not very.
But a bit of passion. Which teacher?
It was Mr. Hoyland, who was known as one of the scariest teachers in school. That's why it was so funny and worth £10, not 25p.
Did you feel his erection against your school?
You're revolting. Right, what other news is there? It's all getting very personal today.
So, yeah, don't watch out for the Ripper.
Watch out for the Ripper. He's taunting the police. He's angry with them and all women. Especially police women. If you're Juliet Bravo, you've moved to Ipswich, watch out.
Yeah.
Juliet Bravo, you've moved to Ipswich and given up a life of policing to get interfering with your personal life. Instead, you become a prostitute because you control your hours. You're his ideal target.
Shit it. Cameron Diaz says she won't have cosmetic surgery. She's happy with what she's got.
Well, she is Cameron Diaz.
You know what? I think that's very noble of her. I think that's awfully noble of her because so many of them have surgery now, don't they? You know, it must be so tempting for her to try and...
Today, the Metro, which I am reading from, has done 2 headlines that are based on Little Britain. They've got employers say, yeah, but no but. Mm-hmm. And they've also got, how bats talk, yeah, bats, no bats. On different pages, but I've noticed the laziness of this. The first story is that teenagers actually can't speak properly anymore because they do talk like Vicky Pollard. Certainly, if you listen to them on the buses and so on, I quite often can't tell whether they're speaking English or not.
Yeah.
Sometimes it turns out they are. Not very often, but sometimes it does.
Yeah.
And they're talking so fast that you just can't understand them.
Yeah. And this is British kids we're talking about.
Yeah. Kids from London, innit?
Yeah.
So what they're saying is that actually you're taught how to write properly at school. I mean, I don't know how well they teach that anymore, but they should perhaps teach people to talk properly as well.
I think that's a really good idea. Although
it's astonishing that it doesn't happen. It should be common sense, really. Do you know what I mean? It's not. Everyone on telly talks properly, so they should learn it from that. Even if they do have to have an American accent.
Yeah, that would be the end of the world. Crocodile hunter Steve Irwin, we haven't heard from him for a while.
We haven't heard from him for a while.
His little daughter, Bindi, has finally spoken out.
That's what she said.
I miss my dad.
Terribly sad.
It is. But she's got videos and stuff. I'm sure there's loads of footage you can watch.
Yeah, she's probably got all the DVDs.
Yeah.
Pictures of him everywhere.
Yeah.
His outfits.
No, all she needs to do is Google him. She'll find something to do.
I wonder what would happen if I Googled my dad. But there's nothing there. Shall I try it?
Yeah.
While we're on
So you do that. This story is astonishing. Two soldiers got their legs blown off in Iraq. They've now got new legs, like plastic, you know, well, titanium ones. And they're ready to go back to carry on the fight. Because they've obviously not had enough shit yet. How stupid.
So they've got wooden, but they're not going to be much use, are they?
Well, apparently they passed the fitness test because they're just, you know...
They've got springs.
They don't hang around bawling like Heather Mills. Mm. They just get on with it. But, so go home, lads. Go home, get some compensation.
Someone keeps ringing up. I don't know what you think about it. Oh, I've googled my dad. Turns out he's on the Internet Movie Database. He's been in a number of films. He's as an actor and second unit director and assistant director.
What's that? You've got Wood 1, you've got Wood 2,
he's a carpenter. 3. The Venus Factory, he played Barry. Water Rats, he played Briggs.
Sexy School.
Bad Cop, Bad Cop. He was in episode The Loaded Dog. He's been in Farscape, I've heard of that.
Nursery Fun Times 2.
He was Morris the Florist in All Saints, some series. So he's done quite well, really. Hmm. That's what happens if you Google my dad. Turns out he's a Hollywood star.
Well, pretty good going. Stella McCartney, congratulations.
I'm just going to look for a picture of my dad now.
She's had a little baby.
Has she?
Yep.
What's she called it?
Linda. Second name, Mucker. Scarlett Johansson is the sexiest woman on the planet. I'm not sure whether I agree with that or not, but she looks good in this picture.
She does look good in that picture. It's good style to it.
Yeah.
There isn't any pictures of my actual dad. There's this man who could be my dad. He's from Farscape. It's not my dad, though. You've never met my dad, have you?
No.
He's nice.
I'll go out with him. Then you'll be my stepdaughter.
That'd be weird, wouldn't it?
Bloody awful.
I don't know what you think about this. There's going to be a new TV series called The Verdict, and it shows how the legal process works.
Mm-hmm.
Quite interesting. It's like a jury. There's a fictitious trial. There's going to be a famous rapist charged with rape. There's a real courtroom, a real judge. But they
celebrity.
Which sounds interesting. But yeah, they've got a celebrity. a made up celebrity. Charged as the thingy, the guilty, as what they're called,
defendant.
Yes, and then they've got a jury made up of 12 celebrities. Seems a bit weird. So they are, I don't know who all of them are, but they include Chris Tarrant's estranged wife Ingrid, Sarah Payne, mother of Sarah Payne, who was killed, Jeffrey Archer. And beautiful Alex James from Blur.
That's really random that they've got Sarah Payne's mum on it.
It is quite weird. Because I think it's, you know, interesting, to an insight. I like the idea of the insight into, but I don't know why they have to have a celebrity jury. That just seems to taint the whole idea of it. It's not jukebox jury. It's, you know. I'm not sure about that. We'll see when it's on.
Richard Hammond,
late
man of the year, he's been presented with a Lego version of the car that he crashed in, and the little Lego man is screaming inside it.
Really? Someone's written in about the Metro about this. Can someone tell me why Richard Hammond has been voted Metro's People's Champion of 2006? I crashed my car 5 times this year and only received mild concussion and massive insurance bill. It's a fair point.
It's true. I mean,
you've not done anything that brave apart from have an accident.
And get a bit better.
We've said this sort of thing before.
Yeah. Stupid.
Santa could be risking serious illness due to his obesity. Everyone's too fat, especially Santa. The average shopping centre fat Santa has a 47-inch waist. which is 7 inches more than what doctors consider safe. So, if you're Santa, stop being so festive and slim down.
Lay off the mince pies, have more of the carrots. Mm-hmm. Beyonce. I've circled a picture of one of her tits here.
Mm-hmm.
What they're saying is that looks like an implant that's kind of got a bit funny.
To me, it looks like the dress is kind of shaped here. Possibly it's just pushed it in a bit because it's fleshy.
Or...
it's a funny implant if it has.
Or somebody just sprayed a bit of silver around there to make it look like that.
They did a lot of pictures of these because they apparently have a bit of a nipple popped out.
I think that's been photoshopped, actually.
Yeah, there's plenty of pictures and they didn't look particularly like implants.
No.
A fitness instructor has tried to get kids pole dancing, not in a dirty way. She's saying it's good exercise because it builds up your muscles, you're clinging onto the pole, and lots of people have gone, oh, it's disgusting. I think it sounds like, you know,
it sounds like fun to me.
It does sound like fun. It's like when you're a kid, what's your dream is to go down the fireman's pole, not in a rude way, and that sort of stuff's wicked. You know, it's like playing on a playground, so. You know, she's not getting them to take the clothes off, wear skimpy outfits or anything.
No, but at least they're learning the skill, because it's probably what they're doing.
Well, most of them want to, I'm sure.
Yeah. X Factor final on Saturday. Apparently there's some dirty tactics been going on.
What's going on?
In Liverpool, people have been getting flyers through the door saying, vote the owner, vote for the voice, not the actor.
And it's the Ray from, he's from Liverpool, yeah. So they're assuming that he's getting the local vote.
Yeah.
I see. I mean, I'm glad someone's gone to those extremes to actually make some leaflets.
Yeah.
I wonder who's organised it. Probably people who don't like Ray in Liverpool.
It's probably just some silly vigilante types.
Linda Lusardi, not seen much of her recently. Going to start seeing a lot of her.
Well,
she's
not.
She's going to be in Emmerdale.
You don't watch it.
Maybe she'd be on magazines and stuff.
Will she? Did she still get a baptism?
She's nearly 50 now.
Ooh. I had a picture of her with her knockers out when I was little.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I gave it to my brother. It was on. It was when we were doing painting at school, and the teacher gave us a load of newspapers to spread out, and I took the pictures of. Naked ladies. Took my home game to my brother's, got twatted.
Yeah. They found a complete fossil of a plesiosaur in Antarctica. It's pretty good because it's like a massive claw.
A plesiosaurus.
A plesiosaur.
You plesiosaurus.
But they go, yeah, it's like a Loch Ness monster. It's a baby one, apparently.
Cool. Bert Shackleton.
Six of the size of an adult, that is. That's massive.
Bert Shackleton saw it.
It's often thought to resemble the Loch Ness Monster. It isn't real. Reindeers.
Yep.
Apparently Rudolph's got a red nose. Because they've been breeding.
Is that why Camilla Parker Bowles has got a red nose?
Yeah. Some males have 25 different partners in the rutting season. They don't care whether they're related to them or not.
David Guest is getting his own TV show.
Excellent.
What do you think?
Well, I don't know. David Guest, I had a moment with him last week. Not, you know, with... I was watching, when I was at the gym, mm-hmm. I was watching this morning, and they had Jason, Mylene and Matt on. And they were all just chatting, and they went, oh, well, you know, you're going with David Guest, and he loved you all so much that he's changed his plans, he's cancelled his flights, and he's here today. And David Guest came on, and I went, oh, that's really lovely. And then it turned out that, and I was like, oh, it nearly made me cry. It actually made me cry, because I was like, oh, sweet. I was also running on a treadmill at the time, so that could have been why I was crying. But then it turned out he'd... seen them the night before, they'd all been out drinking until 2 o'clock in the morning, so it had been less than 10 hours since he'd last seen them, and that he'd been on the day before and forgotten to promote his concert that he's doing in London. So that's really what he was doing, was just hanging along and promoting his concert for free effort.
What concert is he doing?
He's doing some sort of New Year's Spectacular. It's at Wembley, I think, where it's all different people, like the Temptations, I think, and that on. Lots of people I haven't heard of.
Don't go. Don't recommend it.
Talking of concerts, of course, the Diana concert was announced yesterday. Tickets went on sale this morning. They've sold out immediately.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of people who are fans of Pharrell, Andrew Lloyd Webber, and Duran Duran, and they all wanted to go. Of course, they've immediately appeared on eBay.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. Now, eBay said, this is not the sort of thing we want to be involved in. We're going to get rid of them. But if my computer would actually do something useful, which is not going to.
Okay, whilst you're looking for that, a school, they've turned upon Google Earth, and it turns out that there's a big cock been painted on its roof.
Brilliant.
So that's good. Maybe one of our listeners at the European Space Agency might want to send us some more information about that. What do you think?
Yes, I'd quite like to know some more about that. Alright, so as of the moment, there are 25 items for Diana concert. Some of them are Diana Ross. But the most expensive. There's one here apparently for £1 million, no. Is that a million?
That's 10 million.
Oh, there's been apparently 23 bids and it's £10 million. That's probably insane. There's another one here for 10 million.
And 8 for 2 million.
There's still quite a lot on there. A lot of them are on Buy It Now. But it does look like they've taken quite a few of them off sale since last time I looked. £720.
To be honest, why are they?
For because two tickets.
They let other people do
tickets. Shitty tickets.
So why not?
It's because it's for charity, I suppose, but this, you know, that happens with all gigs, so.
Yeah, let them get on with it. Jesus.
£750 for 4 tickets if you're interested.
Be interesting to watch those just to see what they go for. Russians, the ones that met Alexander Litvinenko and gave him the poisoned coffee, are worried that they're being framed for his murder because nobody wants to blame the Russian government. They're looking for another kind of scapegoat. What do you think about that?
Well, you've just said that they did do it. So I believe you. Laughter is contagious. If you get the giggles, then everyone else gets the giggles, and that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's news.
There's a new course that you can do in London. It takes 2 years. It costs £7,000. It's called How to Be Happy. We were talking about it on the radio this morning. I don't know if that can work, really.
How is it, like a weekend course, night classes?
I don't know.
A British line dancing champion tipped to win the world title has been banned from practising in a village hall because the cleaners claim her £200 suede bottom cabaret to scuff the floor. And because she keeps playing Achy Breaky Heart over and over again and is dancing like a twat.
Well, the cleaners should shut the fuck up and do their job. How's that? There's a Nintendo game that replicates the movement of a sword or a golf club. You actually physically do things. Mm-hmm. Apparently, lots of injuries have been happening because people have been getting carried away, flailing around the room, putting their hands through windows, breaking light fittings, getting punched in the face.
Brilliant.
Breaking arms, legs, fingers, all sorts. Because they've just
not giving themselves enough room.
No.
Natalie Haynes has had a go on that. She's a big fan of the boxing game. Unlikely but true. Hmm. You're happier if you buy a house than if you rent. But unmarried people are generally happier, and it's all to do with a feeling of stability and commitment. Sadly, though, if you're going to get divorced, it's going to cost you around £28,000, which is about same as it costs for the average wedding, apparently, but I can't believe that's true. You pay for legal fees, maintenance payments, setting up a new home, childcare, splitting cash savings, and cancelling holidays and things like that.
Cancelling holidays?
I don't know, it just says, and treats such as holidays and shopping. Maybe you have to go on more holidays because you have to go with the kids. I don't know. Or maybe you have to pay a single supplement. That costs £28,000.
Hmm.
Anyway, so, you know, you might think that you're going to be happier getting married. Mm-hmm. But what's going to happen is you're going to get divorced, and then you're going to be unhappy and skint. Mm-hmm. So why not save money in the first place and just stay miserable?
Marshmallow the guinea pig is still looking for a new home. We don't want him to be on his own this Christmas. He's looking for a home where he can have a girlfriend. He has been neutered, so he won't become a daddy, but he doesn't get on with boys. He wants to live with a girl. He's not gay. If anybody out there can provide a nice...
Does he like to live with a rabbit?
He could maybe live with a rabbit, but he didn't get on with a boy guinea pig before. That's why he's now looking for a new home. If anybody is out there who is interested in finding Marshmallow a home before Christmas so he doesn't have to spend it on his own without even a bit of carrot to have, get in touch with us and we'll give you the details.
If you do manage to get your mitts on Marshmallow, there's also some nice outfits you can get for a guinea pig at cuddlykvs.homestead.com. I'll put a link on the blog. Mm-hmm. You can have a look at some pretty cute, well, it's the same guinea pig, I think, all the way through, although that one's a bit different. Just wearing very nice outfits.
Yeah, although I would say cruel.
Cruel, it is cruel, but at the same time.
There's one thing putting a coat on a dog, but guinea pig's not going to want to wear an entire
this
outfit.
This one seems very happy. He's got hats, he's been dressed up as a pumpkin, ladybird, a pirate.
A gay.
Yeah, there's lots of little gay t-shirts for a guinea. Marks and Spencer's is going to start selling tiny, tiny, tiny fruit. It's a tangerine, barely bigger than a cherry tomato. It's very easy to peel. You can pop it in your mouth in one go. Just eating one of those, though, doesn't count as a whole fruit portion. I don't know how many you're going to have, but I'd say 4 or 5. I think 5, sadly, I think 5... There might be 7 cherry tomatoes or a portion. Can't remember.
Oh, you best look that up.
I had better look it up.
Fucking hell.
The world's oldest woman's dead.
Oh.
She was 116 and 118 days.
But there was that woman the other week who's 120 who had smoked joints.
Was she 120?
Mm-hmm. That's what she's reported to.
Well, this woman's officially the oldest woman, and now someone else is the oldest woman.
Oh.
And it's Emiliano Del Toro is 115 of Puerto Rico. Elizabeth Bolden was the previously oldest lady who's now dead. She had a good innings, 116 years, 118 days.
So, what year would she have been born? 1890.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Queen Victoria, still at 11 years to go. It's a long time ago.
I don't know if I want to see that much change.
No. What do you think men talk about in the pub?
Wanking?
Nope.
What?
Football. About sports. Work. Sports number one. Yeah. Two, number work. Three, nights out. Four, friends. 5, holidays. Food, number 6. Celebrities, number 7. Sex is number 8. They talk more about celebrities and food and sex. Especially about you're not meeting me in a pub, you don't want to be sat around
What do you think we talk about in the pub?
We talk about, sex, wanking, food, taking the piss out of everyone else, playing pool.
We're not so different to men.
Apparently that nodding dog goes yes, yes, yes for the Churchill ads. He's
popping
the most popular. And Fanny. Popular advert character. Better than Jamie Oliver caricatura.
Oh, that's not difficult. Surely.
Who's your favourite thing in an advert? Is Barry Scott?
No. Favourite thing in an advert?
Yeah.
Can't think of any adverts now.
No, neither can I. Can't think of any I like. I like the Marks and Spencer's one. I like Twiggy.
Yeah. There's hope for us all when you look at Twiggy. I like the Boots advert, actually. Where she goes,
doof, doof, and they're all dressed up.
Yeah.
Nice.
Little Matt Lucas is getting married soon.
Is that a picture of his boyfriend?
Yeah.
What's he look like? He looks a little bit like
Matt Lucas.
Matt Lucas.
Yeah, if he shaves all his hair off, it would probably not be that different. They're certainly about the same size and shape.
Oh, they're lovely children. Lovely round children.
No, they won't. Their asses.
Oh.
TV magician on pedo charges.
Who is he? Is it Paul Daniels?
Mark Harrison.
Never heard of him.
Jester Fester.
Never heard of him.
3 counts of gross indecency on a girl under 14.
Yeah, but what television's he been on?
Johnny Vaughan's Live at Johnny and Dermot O'Leary's Radio 2 show. Johnny Vaughan's BBC 3 TV series, Live at Johnny's. And Dermot O'Leary.
Not very famous,
though. Butlin's Puntin's, Haven and Ceiling Cross Channel Ferries. He dons a harlequin outfit to wow kids with his tricks and balloon modelling. He does a puppet show. He says, I'm innocent, paedophiles and vile. He added, I've had my car window smashed and everything. Do you think he done it?
Yeah. I don't think you'd be that interested in puppets without some sort of ulterior motive.
I like a puppet.
Exactly. And what do you do with them?
Make them wank.
I mean, get off with children.
No, I don't. Never got off with children. The rumpy pumpy teacher.
This is a different rumpy pumpy teacher.
The rumpy pumpy teacher.
It's not the one that we were talking about before, and it's not the the inflatable lady.
Hid a schoolboy lover in a wardrobe when her daughter interrupted them bonking.
Oh, I tell you what, it's like that song by Pulp, isn't it?
Yeah, but more vile. Also, a married teaching assistant performed a sex act on a 15-year-old boy while he was behind the wheel of a car.
A 15-year-old boy suddenly got a lot more attractive than I remember him being.
I think they must have done.
They're getting a lot of action from the older ladies.
These women that have been getting the action, you know.
They're no lookers.
They're not. They're pretty rough. You'd think they'd find someone in their own class to, you know.
In their form, you mean?
Yeah. Someone in their form.
Yeah.
Or at least in the year below.
Oh, I see. You mean the boys or not the ladies?
The boys. Oh. King Kong merrily on high. Gorillas get into the Christmas spirit by decorating their own tree with apples and carrots as baubles.
Oh, where are they?
The apes also hung out their own stockings from Santa.
Aww. Oh, would apes be Christians, though? I think they'd be Muslims.
Why?
Because they're angry.
But when you look at Darwinism, apes descended from man, and man is the son of God.
Oh, yeah, no, that does make sense now. Right, we probably should finish because we've been going on for some time.
A dog chewed off 4 of a baby's toes.
Ouch, that's gotta hurt.
A pup. Baby was asleep, parents were asleep, pup chewed off 4 of the baby's toes.
The baby didn't feel it.
Asleep.
Even if you'd sleep, you think you'd wake up if someone chewed your toes off?
Not necessarily.
Necessarily?
Not necessarily.
Necessarily.
No. There's such a thing as a spontaneous anesthesia.
Thanks for listening to Dubious News Pucks. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, right. Bye.
Bye. You didn't review the beautiful South in one word.
Brilliant.